It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The state capitol report is ahead, but first, a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl who was kidnapped in October is with her family. Jamie Kloss was missing for 88 days before she escaped from her kidnapper. Kelly Englehart is her aunt.
Every single day, we had people approach us, talk to us, call us, text us, email us. Every single day, their support for Jamie. So when you have support like that, you can't but hope for the best because you don't want to let other people down.
WPR's Rich Kramer talked with Jamie Kloss's family. He's a reporter based in Eau Claire, and he spent the weekend with people in the community where her parents were shot and killed and where she vanished from her home. Good morning, Rich. How is Jamie Kloss doing?
Well, the last we've heard, she's doing well. She was treated for a brief period after escaping on Thursday. On Friday, the sheriff of Barron County said that she had been released from the hospital and that she was being reunited with her remaining family. And on social media, we've seen a lot of pictures of her with one of her aunts, and it's been really heartwarming to see. She's smiling, and she's safe.
What do we know about the 21-year-old Wisconsin man who's accused of kidnapping her and killing her parents?
Well, we're hoping to learn more today, but 21-year-old Jake Thomas Patterson is from the Gordon, Wisconsin area. That's in Douglas County, around 70 miles north of the home where the parents were shot and where Jamie was abducted. So he doesn't have a criminal record of any kind. But the sheriff did say that he does have a connection with Barron, although he did not elaborate on that. One of the things that has been reported is that he worked at the Jenny O Turkey Store, which is one of the largest employers in Barron. But that was for a very short period of time, and that was 3 years ago. So the sheriff has said that he doesn't think that there's any ties between this 21-year-old and the Kloss family, but there is some connection with Barron.
We learned Jamie Kloss was alive and safe on Thursday. She escaped from the house where she was held, found neighbors to help her. How are people processing this news that she decided to run and try to save herself?
Well, people in the Barron area they were just beside themselves on Thursday night. I heard a lot of stories. It seems like some of the family and a lot of the community members were at a high school basketball game, and the announcer came on and told everyone that at 4 p.m. on Thursday, Jamie Kloss was found and that she is alive. And I heard that that place was, it was a surreal experience. Everyone, you know, the whole game stopped and people were, it just exploded with cheers and tears. So people have been giddy. I mean, they've just been excited. I've heard that word like three different times talking with people up there. They're feeling safe again. For a long time, they were uneasy because there wasn't a suspect named.
Tell us about a man you met named Dan Shullow.
Yeah. Dan Shullow and his wife, Diane, are dairy farmers. They live in Cumberland, which is right down the road from Barron. I met them at Seasons Cafe in Barron, and they've got three daughters of their own, but they were just very, he was really impressed with, you know, the fortitude that it took for Jamie to escape her captor.
One way or another, she found an opportunity, and you got to really give it to her for keeping her head, because she's seen an opportunity after all these days, and she took it. And she made it.
Yeah.
We're very proud of her for having that kind of constitution to be able to do that.
So you found out that Dan had never met the Kloss family, and yet we heard him say he's proud of Jamie. It sounds like he's talking about a family member.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon. I don't know if it's because it's, you know, a small town. It's the city of 3,300 people, but everyone kind of treated her and talked about Jamie as if she was a daughter of their own. It was really something to see.
How far apart are these communities, Barron, where Jamie Kloss's family lived, and the place where her kidnapper kept her?
just over an hour apart, 70 miles, I believe. And it's, you know, they're very, very different. I mean, Barron is pretty rural, but it's got a little bit of a, you know, there's some manufacturing there, so it's a little bit more urban. But Gordon, I actually played Little League there. It's a town of 600 people, and it's basically a lot of cabins, a lot of retired folks living out in the rural setting. And so it's something that was not on the radar of law enforcement, too. They've mentioned that this gentleman and this location didn't even cross their mind until Jamie freed herself.
Rich Kramer is with us. He's WPR's reporter based in Eau Claire. We're talking about the Jamie Kloss situation and her ability last Thursday to get away from the person who had kidnapped her, who had allegedly killed her parents on that October night, October 15th. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234, with your thoughts on this situation. Rich, you also talked to Larry Johnson, is one of the people who say the toll of this murder and kidnapping took on Barron. What did Larry Johnson tell you?
Well, Larry basically said that for the past 88 days, almost 3 months, the whole city was on edge. They were uptight. Larry was a previously a fire chief. He grew up in Barron, lived his whole life there. But he said that people were nervous. They were nervous because there was no suspect and there was no major breaks in the case. So they were really on edge.
You won't be looking in your garage and looking around. You'll be able to go to work and perform your duties. Perform your duties around the city, whatever you have to do. You won't be looking, thinking someone's going to come behind you with a gun or whatever it may be, you know.
So it sounds like there's been quite a bit of trauma here.
Definitely, and parents especially. I've heard numerous accounts of parents, you know, not letting their kids stand alone waiting for the bus for school. There's just something, and also another thing that I heard a lot of is this isn't supposed to happen in Barron. You know, people were telling me that they hear about this happening in bigger cities, but it's not supposed to happen in a small, close-knit community like Barron, is what they were telling me.
And we still don't know in any way how this kidnapper had connection to the Kloss family. Is there anything out there?
If there is, the Sheriff's Department, FBI, and State Division of Criminal Investigation have kept it pretty close to the vest. Today, the criminal complaint will come out after the 3:30 court hearing, which is an initial appearance for Patterson. I'm hoping to get some more details on that. I think the community's hoping for the same because the unanswered questions, they're happy that Jamie's home, but there's still a lot of unease about how he did this, why he did this. The one thing I can say is that Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald of Barron County said that they have been able to find no contact on social media between Patterson and Kloss or Patterson and Kloss's parents. So it's a real mystery.
Well, Rich, thank you so much for your work as the story unfolds. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Rich Kramer is WPR's reporter in Eau Claire. He joined us from the studio there to talk about the community reaction as 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found alive last week. She was missing for nearly 3 months, and the man accused of killing her parents and kidnapping her will appear in court this afternoon. Stay with us on the morning show. Up next, it's the State Capitol Report. This is the Ideas Network.